Very proud as a local boy growing up as a Newcastle fan to play for your boy and club was a dream, and I've done that in 100 games. It's a very proud moment, and hopefully there's many more to come.
And you've come through the ranks here at Newcastle from a young lad. You've had a couple of loan spells, but you have made the grade in the first team, and your family are from up here, and I know they give you great support. So how special was it for them to see you achieve something that meaningful?
Yeah, very proud. I think when they found out, actually, I only found out the day before the game, actually, that it was going to be my 100th appearance. So I've had a few nice text messages off everyone. So it's a very proud moment for everyone involved and their family and all that kind of stuff. So it's something I can only grow up thinking of doing. So you know, it's going to carry on going with performances and playing, and hopefully there can be many more to come.
The club play in the FA Cup this weekend, and coincidentally it was an FA Cup tie this week 4 years ago when you made your senior debut down at Brighton, a disappointing result again. But what do you remember about that day and how special it was to be told by Alan Pardew then that you were going to be coming on and playing?
I think it was a very nervy time because I'd just been on loan and came back from being on loan, and I think it was half time. I think I came on, and you know, it was one of those times where you think this is actually happening. You know, it was a disappointing result, so hopefully got better memories this time, and we can get a good result, because you know, started 2017 with one defeat, so we need to try and get back on track to winning ways, and hopefully we can do that tomorrow.
And how much would a run in the FA Cup mean to the players here?
Massive, you know. As a player, every game you go into, you want to win. So whether it's League, Cup or anything else, we want to win. So it's like another championship game now, playing against a championship team with Birmingham. So, you know, we know the task in hand. So we just need to go there and try and put the best performance we can and win the game.
And you've played Birmingham once this season, only a month ago, and you played very well. But this time it's at their place. They've got a new manager too. So do you expect Birmingham to approach playing Newcastle in a very different way to what they did in December?
Yeah, I think so. With a different manager, they'll have different ideas, different tactics. And I'm sure he's obviously watched the game against us when we played St James's. So he'll have an idea on how we're going to play or and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we'll be expecting something different with a different manager, because they'll have different ideas. So, you know, but we're ready for anything, you know. So the manager has us prepared with different things and different formations, different tactics. So, you know, we'll be ready.
And you touched on it just a moment ago, but winning is so important, isn't it? Particularly after a couple of defeats recently, because even though it's in a different competition, starting to put another run together of positive results can only help you, and it usually does feed into your league form as well, which is critical this season.
Yeah, definitely. Winning games brings confidence, and players, you know, need confidence going into games, and hopefully we can get the win in the cup. That's going to bring the confidence to go back to the league, and we need to try and progress now with the league and sort of kick on and try and catch up with Brighton and eventually overtake them, because you know the main aim for us is, you know, promotion, and to get promotion we need to win as many games as we can. We've scored a lot of goals this season and I think conceded the third amount in the league, so that's something we need to try and address with conceding goals. But you know, still it's not too bad. It's still looking really good, so the confidence is still there within the squad, and so we just need to carry on going and hopefully get the win this weekend. That'll bring even more confidence to push on with the league.